Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
New reports have recently revealed that despite the government's investment into mental health infrastructure, there are the same number of acute mental health beds available in Aotearoa as there were 5 years ago. The report has also come as a new separate Ministry of Health figures have shown that there were some improvements to the general health sector since 2017, as well as new reports of possibilities for pharmacists to treat minor ailments. All that and more was covered in 2 hours chat with Health Minister Andrew Little for this week.
Official statistics that you released last week supposedly show that the government's targeted health investments are making a real difference to New Zealanders. Could you tell us a few of the metrics that we've improved on since Labor came into government?
Well, one of them is fewer people saying that they can't or won't go to a doctor because they can't afford to. That reflects them maybe put into making free doctor's visits for children. That's really helped. I think we're also seeing fewer people saying they can't pick up a prescription because they can't afford to either. And I think we're starting to see the impact now of the free lunches and schools program. It's now feeding about 1 million kids. And we always knew that, you know, that had the potential to make a big difference for kids, both in terms of their learning, but in terms of their general health as well. So the New Zealand Health Survey, which was the document that was released last week, started to show improvements as a result of that.
Are these numbers what you hope to see, or were you hoping for more improvements?
I think there's still room to improve. I think certainly access to getting to doctors, access to primary care is still an issue, and particularly for adults. I think there's an associated issue, which is not just about cost, it's just about availability of GPs, because a lot of people are saying that when I bring up an appointment, it's taking a week to get one. So there's that issue. But in terms of being able to get access to a doctor and not having a cost barrier, that's becoming less of a problem for more people, which is a good thing, but there's still more to do in that regard. I think the other area is dental health. We know that particularly for adults, once you hit 18, you're going to lose your entitlement to free dental care. There's still more we can do in that regard, and it will be an area of ongoing attention.
Responding to recent comments in the media, you suggested that pharmacists could play an important role to provide treatment for minor ailments. Do you see this as a way of relieving pressure on GPs and emergency departments?
I think one of the challenges we have, even if we get through some of the worst of the shortages we've got at the moment, is we have to think about in the health system who is best to do what. And the question about whether for every arm you need to see a doctor. Pharmacists are a frontline health workforce. They do a reasonable amount already, just in terms of selling and dispensing over-the-counter medicines and dispensing prescriptions. But we know, for example, in the last few years, they've picked up more work in terms of vaccination. You know, in the flu season this year, we've had the biggest flu immunisation campaign this year ever. Most number of flu jabs administered, 25% of them were administered by pharmacists and pharmacies. It was easy for people to get to a pharmacy and get their flu jab. So it seems like that, we've got to think about who is the best place to do what task. And if we can alleviate some tasks off GPs or other health professionals and redistribute that, then that's got to be a good thing. So I think it's something we should explore further.
This week, there were also fresh claims that billions of dollars in mental health funding is going down the drain, with figures showing New Zealand currently has 608 beds for acute patients, the exact same number as 5 years ago when Labor came into government. What was the main focus for the $1.9 billion in the 2019 mental health budget, and was acute mental health care a major part of that?
No, it wasn't, and it wasn't about additional beds. It was about additional frontline mental health people, and that's what we've done. We've added nearly 1,200 extra mental health workers in the form of health improvement practitioners and health coaches who are in GP clinics and community clinics and Kaupapa Māori Health Services and youth one-stop shops. We've been growing that workforce over the last 2.5 years. They're offering services that simply weren't available 2.5 years ago. And in September, the figures I've seen roughly 18,000 New Zealanders used these services just in the month of September alone. So that was the centrepiece of the 2019 investment. And there were other things as well, upgrading some of our mental health facilities. That budget committed to 5 mental health facility upgrades. If there is a criticism that I think is justified, it is the time that it is taking to get those 5 projects off the ground. We have a total of 16 mental health facility upgrades going, but those 5 are kind of the ones that are most behind. But that's all stuff about better facilities, better therapeutic environments, and expanded bed numbers, ironically. We'll have about 25 or 30 additional acute beds across the country by the time those projects are completed. So we're doing stuff that's going in the right direction. And this is a part of the health system that was frankly neglected for many, many years. It's always seen as the kind of the poor cousin to health services. We made it a priority and we're starting to see the difference.
That was Steve R. Clifton having a chat with Health Minister Andrew Little about acute mental health beds and other topics on health right now.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire.